that I went down to London and I had 3 weeks with Carrie Longmore, and that was an education in itself because he was a marvellous man, devoted to boys. He had a boys' brigade come with me for years and take me to camp, and they must have had marvellous camps. There's one tragedy was that he lost the boy who was bound, and he never got over that. But when he was on an archbishop's committee, at one time the archbishop had gathered together people for doing things to attract people to Sunday school. The Sunday schools weren't getting the children, and he turned to Carey and he said, "Can't you organise, your organisation, do something to attract boys?" And so, of course, that was one, when he drew up the manual with Douglas Smith, that was the one big thing, that they were to have their card, their attendance card, marked by the Sunday school teacher. They had to go to Sunday school, and before they could become a member of the Life Boys, of the Boys. Because he and Douglas Smith spent a long time before I met him. I suppose it was at the end of the war, or about 1917.
Yes, it was 17 that it started.
That they really drew up the plans for the Boy Reserves. And there's that article on from Douglas. He really had a wonderful time, and I think they were both imaginative men. They both understood the young boy, and they really had a wonderful vision. And by the time Carey was taking me round the London sections, they were really, I thought, they had a wider programme than the Scottish ones. The Scottish ones were still dominated by the brigade, but you couldn't. Carey Longmore was such a marvellous man that he could enter into the small boys' feelings, the small boys' requirements and what they loved to do. And so, of course, you didn't go camping with them, but you had picnics with them. You had all sorts of outdoor activities, but it's on a Saturday, for the weekends. And I found as I went about afterwards, going, I was invited all over the place. Anybody who wanted my services applied to the brigade secretary. And he drew up a sort of data, you know, a route, you know, so that I went to 3 or 4 places on each journey. I mean, if I came to Scotland, I would come perhaps to Edinburgh and Leith and Aberdeen and Fraserburgh, and that would be enough. And then I'd go home for a weekend, and then I'd go to Ireland, Belfast, and they had a lot of smaller sections, roundabout and villages and so on. And then Dublin was another great centre in those days. And I was being educated, and we were getting to know one another. And I remember it was suggested that I should arrange a weekend's conference, and the first one was in Northamptonshire, Isle of Bucks, I'm not sure. It was a place called Newport Pagnell. It was a place called Tuckford Abbey. And we had one there, and all these women came that wanted to see me. They wanted to see somebody that had got into the boys' brigade and was really having a marvellous time with the youngsters in the Sunday school. And we got a lot of Sunday school teachers who came along to see what they could do with my reserves. And we had this conference, and I think the first time I met my husband-to-be was the first conference we had in Scotland, which was at Bonsteed. And he came along because he was on the Scottish Executive, and I think that the Brigade Secretary, and that was John Kerr, they felt they'd better come along and see that these boys, people behave themselves. And so And they sort of guided us and pointed out that we must never take our boys to camp and so on. I had a friend in Nottingham who I became very friendly with. I got to know her through the Night Boys, the Boys Brigade, the Boy Reserves. And she insisted on taking her boys away for a week, but she took them to a Buttons camp. And she had her section there, but some other side here. No, I haven't got as far as the joining up with the Boy Reserves and the Night Boys.
Yes, what difference did that make to your programme?
They really gave us a lot of new ideas. We changed the name, of course.
Yes.
Which we were quite happy to do. And they took our uniform, which we liked because it was naval, it was
yes.
naval care. And they took our ladies' hat, which we liked better than theirs. But on the whole, they had a wonderful system, seal system,
yes.
four square system. Jesus improved in wisdom and stature. That was based on the four things.
Yes.
The seal system was there. But I never worked the seal system.
No.
That didn't really come in until after I left. When did we join up with the...
1926.
Yes. Well, you see, I was in it until the end of 28.
And they were still sorting things out.
They were still sorting things out. I don't think I visited many of their. I don't think I really came into it. I think I was employed by the Boys Brigade.
Okay. Yeah. So you never visited any BLB Life Boy teams?
No.
You were still on the Boy Reserve section?
I was still on the Boy Reserve. But I was there when the name was changed and liked it. And I was there at all the meetings where we were drawing up the first manual.
Yes.
Now, when did the first manual come out?
That was probably the 28 one.
Was that the first one?
Well, that was the first...
The big fat one, anyway. It's the big fat one. And it's a very, very comprehensive one.
Yes.
And you see, Mr. Hay, R.M. Hay, was to... Scotland, what Kennedy the Longmore was to England.
Yes.
He was the head of the Boy Reserves in Scotland, and he was quite a different type of man, but he was so meticulous in everything he did that that's why that manual is such a marvellous production. I remember we went through these great...
The
galley proofs, and meetings galore, you know, and... He was so particular. I remember he came and stayed with me at my house. My parents put him up because he was so insistent that everything should be right, you know.
Yeah.
And he really did a marvellous job. Another bachelor. It's amazing how often bachelors just were wedded to the Boys Brigade.
Yes.
They didn't really have much of a home life at all.
No.
And he was one of those who was really devoted. He was Edinburgh, and I didn't have so much to do with Edinburgh as with Glasgow. I don't think I met much else. I certainly had various... meetings, you know, these weekend meetings. I don't remember much about them. By this time, you see, the areas were getting organised. The Life Boys brought along this idea for areas, and that was very good because the sections then could get a little bit of organisation, and you could get area supervisors. And as all this developed, I wasn't so necessary, you know, and really, they didn't appoint another, and I was a bit disappointed, but it was pointed out to me that I'd been there at the time, you know, when the...
You were there at the right time.
Right time. Mm. That's what they all said.
Mm.
And it needed somebody that had been there at the beginning and then in the middle and then as they were launching out themselves.